50 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a
ABC News. I'm M. Nguyen. Guilty on all counts, a jury in Idaho convicted Lori Vallow Daybell on 7 counts, including the 2019 murders of her two children, Tylee and JJ, and the ex-wife of her husband, Chad Daybell. Judge Stephen Boyce, after the verdicts were read,
the defendant will be remanded back to custody of the Ada County Sheriff at this time to be transferred to the Fremont County Sheriff for further proceedings in Fremont County for sentencing.
Vallow Daybell is facing life in prison in the so-called Doomsday Murder Plot. Chad Daybell is also facing a separate trial this summer. Since the pandemic health rule Title 42 expired, Homeland Security officials say there's no substantial surge at the U.S.-Mexico border. But they say they are ready with resources and new rules to help slow the flow of migrants entering the U.S. One of the two men who escaped from Philadelphia jail Sunday was captured last night in the city. Authorities say Nasir Grant was wearing a full female Muslim covering. This is ABC News. More urgency in the fight over the debt limit.
The Congressional Budget Office now warning of a significant risk of a U.S. debt default in the first 2 weeks of June. It's an escalation from the CBO's previous assessment of how soon the government won't be able to pay its bills. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen acknowledging uncertainty around the exact date, but time is running out for congressional and White House negotiators to prevent economic damage. The threat of a default could impact the stock market and broader economy as seen in 2011. If bills are paid until June 15th, new funding streams may provide temporary relief until July, but uncertainty still poses potential damage. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The U.S. Postal Service unveiled a stamp today honoring Nebraska's chief, Standing Bear, a pioneering Native American civil rights leader. Standing Bear won a landmark 1879 court case that ruled Native Americans were people under the law with inherent rights. A ceremony was held in the city of Lincoln to celebrate Standing Bear and the release of the new stamp. M. Nguyen, ABC News.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light, but when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Two people were treated for head injuries after a small plane crashed Thursday morning in Wisconsin Rapids. The plane landed near the intersection of Whitrock Avenue and 15th Place. First responders found the plane overturned. They were able to get the man and woman out, who were then transported to local hospitals. Witnesses told police the plane landed on Whitrock Avenue. As it continued down the street, it struck a road sign, which caused the plane to spin and roll over onto its roof. The crash is being investigated by the FAA. On Sunday, flags in Wisconsin will fly at half-staff in honor of Hmong Lao Veterans Day. Governor Evers signed Wisconsin Act 31 in 2021, honoring the thousands of Hmong Lao veterans who fought alongside the U.S. during the Vietnam War. Wisconsin is now home to the third largest Hmong population in the U.S. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this one the F Your Feelings Friday edition.
All right, man. I love it. Crudy, happy F Your Feelings Friday. Evan on the board as well. Thank you, sir. Our fair audience. Another week. We made it, baby.
Dominic, we got a fine guest joining us in the Happier Happy Hour. He is former U.S. Attorney James Santel. Expected Jim at 5:05. And don't forget the morning cannolis every Saturday morning. Tune in tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. He's got his own gig. But today, he's all ours right here on this big show. And Dom, on Fridays, if you're new to our fine product, you may not know we air the grievances up here on Fridays, meaning we can talk trash. We can do whatever we want. It's airing of the grievances.
It's like a Festivus Friday. We air the grievances. We got a lot of problems with your people, and now you're going to know about it.
So in other words, it's another opportunity for Dom to rant.
Thank you.
Dominic, I wanted to start today, though, with a little thought. Cheaper to keep them.
I remember Scott Walker saying that for the Bucks.
Cheaper to keep them. Of course, he was completely wrong, because his cheaper to keep them was after he turned down $250 million that would have been expended by the Seminole Tribe, I believe, in partnership. The Hard Rock people, they want to build a Kenosha Casino.
Yes.
Giving us $250 million. We, the state taxpayers, and 10,000 jobs. And oh yeah, they would have built a casino, mostly pulling money out of Chicagoland. And Scott Walker, who at the time was geared up for a presidential campaign, very much like Ron DeSantis, the bad governance going on in Florida. You know, it's all through the prism of Ron desperately wants to be the president.
Yes.
But Scott Walker, in a similar role back in 2014, well, he refused the money.
Gambling's bad.
Well, according to Sheldon Adelson, the gambling magnate writing Scott Walker seven-figure checks, I think it had more to do with the donors didn't want the competition down. But anywho, Scott Walker killed the casino. You know, there was also that letter from Iowa Christian conservatives, like, 300-400 of them wrote a letter, don't expand gambling. And Scott Walker built a failed presidential campaign on that precept. So after he didn't take the money, Tom, well, now we got a problem. Because the Bucks franchise was in an aging stadium at that time, the Bradley Center.
Yes.
Not my favorite venue to watch a game, although I've been to worse. You ever been to Mariucci in Minnesota?
No.
The Bard. But anyways, now we have a similar circumstance to the one that Scott Walker described as cheaper to keep him. Meaning that the Milwaukee Bucks generate enough, not revenue, not, you know, profit, not beer sales, but actually taxation, especially of players that come here to play. But they get paid so much money, Dom. These NBA players, these NFL players, in the case of the Packers, and of course, Major League Baseball players, make so much money that even if you appear in, let's say, Milwaukee for a three-day weekend, and Dom, what do you know? We got some tickets to give away this weekend. I believe the Royals are in town. Most people would have given you notice, but we're giving away tickets to tonight's 7 o'clock game. It's cheaper if you keep them.
Yes, you must keep them.
So we are going to expect some participation in this hour. If you want free tickets, let Ebone know. Ebone, help us screen the people. If you want the tickets, just call and say, I want a pair of tickets to tonight's game. Brewers against the Royals, American Family Field, courtesy of our flagship, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3. Don't forget, we also play the Brewers and Richland Center, WRCE, radio from the center. But anyways, now the Brewers, apparently I didn't know this 3 months ago, Dom, but through the budgetary proposal of Democratic Governor Tony Evers in the state of Wisconsin, the Brewers were to have been allocated a lot of money to renovate American Family Field. It's now been some years since the stadium opened. We're now on its at least second name, right? We've already burned through a...
The first sponsor, yes, was Miller Park, and now it's American Family Field.
Well, I know that Robin Voss effectively took Tony Evers' budget, and as part of Tony's advocacy, they wanted to allocate money towards making sure the Brewers stayed here long term. And Robin Voss has effectively said, screw you, Tony Evers. Whatever you propose, I hate. You're going to see this theme on and on throughout the course of today's show. Sort of an FU attitude these Republicans have. But if Tony wants it, it's a bad thing. But I find it very ironic, Don. PolitiFact Wisconsin, they rated a statement from Speaker Robin Voss. And effectively, the statement was, it's cheaper to keep him. He used the Scott Walker argument this time regarding the Milwaukee Brewers and how Wisconsin's tax coffers would take a hit if the Brewers leave. Want to help me with this one, fella?
Yeah, here's the actual quote from Robin Voss from PolitiFact.com. When a baseball player or a footballer, a basketball player from another team plays in Wisconsin, that's one game's salary. They pay Wisconsin income tax on it. So for some reason, we do not have the Brewers in Wisconsin. All those player salaries that generate dollars for the state will go away. And yes, PolitiFact says Wisconsin's tax coffers would take a hit if the Brewers leave. Withholding from professional athletes totals in the millions of dollars each year. In 2022 alone, MLB teams totaled more than $12.4 million. And in 2022, also taxes from visiting pro athletes in baseball, basketball, and football topped $50 million.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. That's all cheaper I had to say. Cheaper to keep them.
That's it.
Well,
so what? So Robin Voss he's not down for the Evers budget. In his 23-25 budget, Evers called for tapping a state surplus to spend $290 million on a stadium renovations to ensure that the Bucks would stay. The cash would go to an escrow account operated by the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District, a state-created agency that owns American Family Field and leases it to the Brewers. In return, the Brewers will extend their current ballpark lease, which could expire by the end of 2030, and agree to stay through 2043. But Robin Voss, well, he has said the stadium funding question should be taken up outside of the budget process. what, kind of like the national debt, and has argued that there are other sources of money that could be better tapped to address the issue. PolitiFact notes that in March, they rated mostly false a claim by Evers that the original plan was bipartisan in nature. In a March 9th appearance on Wisconsin Right Now podcast, everyone's a podcaster, and more recently at the Milwaukee Press Club, Voss has noted that taxes paid by visiting professional athletes could be tapped as a revenue source. And we said his quote, the jock tax, if a pro athlete plays in a state that collects the income tax, any money made from that game is taxed as income earned to the state, which is informally known as the jock tax. Crudy, you never paid a jock tax. It's been around for in some form since the 60s. However, the practice heated up in the 90s after the state of California slapped the tax on earnings of Chicago Bulls players who traveled to L.A. for the 91 NBA finals. Illinois retaliated, imposing a similar tax on out-of-state players. According to Huddle Up, a newsletter focused on the business of sports, such taxes are collected in every state, with the exception of five, and those being Florida, Nevada, Texas, Washington, and Tennessee.
Cheaper to keep them. Dom, it would have been easier to notify our fine audience that we had Brewers tickets for tonight's game earlier in the week. But apparently you didn't monitor your email properly. Hey,
one of my grievances, I did not see Luke's email from Tuesday. Sorry, Luke.
So anyways, our what? Our distractibility, our inability to do the basic tenets of a radio broadcast, like give away some Brewer tickets, leads to your fortune tonight, audience. Because if you don't have Friday night plans, I mean, other than maybe fish with Gary, free tickets to the Brewers game. Two pair. We got two pair to give away. Just tell Ebone you want the tickets. We'll take you on the air. I'm going to make you do something random. But if you say you want them and you're going to use them.
You got to use them.
These are great seats, man. We haven't been yet. We were just talking before we went on the air. When do we get to go to a Brewers game?
I don't know, man.
Who do you got to know to get the Brewers tickets?
I know. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and we better decide soon because it's booking up, man. There's only so many beautiful days. Of course, with Dome, it's nice, you know, the retractable roof.
Weather's always fine.
Always good on the inside.
On the inside, it's always good. You know, the sales team here from Civic Media, fine team we've assembled, Roxanne and her team, they got the Brewers tickets on Wednesday. The whole team. Johnny cooked them brats. They tailgated in the Waukesha parking lot. And then they used these super cool Brewers tickets. They're behind home plate. They're club seats, 300 level. My understanding, although I can't tell you from personal experience.
So we've been told.
Is they're excellent seats. And someday soon, Dom and I are going to sneak out a little bit early on probably a Wednesday night. Maybe we can sneak
Night come tickets. In a little bit late. You know, we'll see what happens.
We'll see. But someday, Dom and I are going to a Brewers game.
Yes.
But you can go tonight on us. When you get there, just tell Euchre, the Devil's Advocate sent me. Free tickets, pair. Dial right now, 844-967-2789. If it becomes difficult, it'll just be cheaper of our energy to keep them. We just won't give them away. I'll just complain about it. It'll be my grievance. Don't make me grieve. Free Brewer tickets. 844-967-2789.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
You know, they can go suck lemons.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-273-8255. 800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 50. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 67. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 49. High temperatures reach up to 60. Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 72. Ample sunshine expected Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates. When you wake up
in the morning. And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones. It's Friday. We air the grievances at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I have not been a good Brewers fan. I have not been watching the standings closely. It's not even the All-Star break yet. But, of course, it's baseball season. I should be watching the box scores every night. So if you haven't been watching them, the Brewers are 3 games over .500. They're half a game out of the NL Central lead. Unfortunately, they've been a little cold, but that all changes tonight with the free tickets we give you. Got a couple pair to tonight's game starting at 7:10, courtesy of our flagship, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Brewers, they're pretty good, man. They're starting the season strong. They just got on a hot streak. You know who's kind of sucking it up? I wish Fancy Brian were here today. Sucking crap on his Cubs. Here's the funny thing. The Cubs, you know, the woeful Cubs, have outscored their opponents by 48 runs. So they got 48 runs more in 37 games than teams they played.
That seems really good.
They're under 500. They've won less than half of their ball games. They might literally, I guess Atlanta's probably leading the league in run differential, but a 48-run differential would put you in first place in every other division. The Cubs are under 500 in third place. Suck it, Cubbies.
That's too bad.
You know, I do have on my Facebook, few of you are my friends, Facebook friends. Those don't really count, but I try. If you have mutual friends, lots of them, and you ask me to be your friend, I will be your friend. But on my Facebook, Dom, I have Jesus Hates the Cubs. And I think I mentioned my DNA daddy down there in Tennessee. He's a big baseball guy. I thought he was a Cardinals guy, but he takes great offense that Jesus would have a preference for the Brewers over the Cubs. Like I would represent Jesus to have that preference.
I mean, who can know the mind of God? I mean, she's crazy.
Maybe she's not a ball fan. 844. But you could be, again, tickets to give away, but you got to call 844-967-2789. Let's get into some more politics time. It's summertime, trying to lighten it up, but these MAGAs, they keep pulling us back. Kelda Royce on the state GOP Ultra MAGA ID. Our friend, state rep, she's a senator now, Kelda. I think she does a good job of describing them, Dom. You know, you've been pretty bold with your descriptors of late.
Come on.
I got more.
I'm just saying what you're thinking, man.
Well, go ahead. Say what I was thinking, or at least what Paul Fanlin would write here.
As Paul writes at the Cap Times, you know the drill. Our centrist Democratic governor proposes a logical, affordable centrist spending plan, one that invests in education, healthcare, childcare, broadband, and basic services to retain and attract younger workers in a state that desperately need them. And Republicans, who control the legislature only by extreme gerrymandering, answer it by gutting it, this time in the form of more than 500 changes to Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget. You might think things would be different after Evers was reelected last fall by a veritable landslide of more than 3 percentage points in our 50-50 state, or that Republicans might change their tone after left-leaning Judge Janet Protasiewicz was elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court with a startling 11-point landslide last month.
I was not startled. Did you see her opponent, Dan Kelly? He's not a good candidate.
Swinging the court majority towards moderation. Or that a state budget surplus of $7.1 billion might make it palatable for Republicans to grudgingly agree to repair some of the financial damage to education and municipal funding they've inflicted over the years. You would be mistaken, Fanlin writes. Kelda Royce, the first-term Democratic state senator who represents much of Madison, has watched the process unfold as a member of the legislature's budget-writing joint finance committee. She's been in hearings and listening sessions on the budget all over the state, some by the full finance committee, some by Democrats only, and another she hosted in her district. What amazes her, she said this week, is the consistent support for the governor's budget themes, regardless of geography. There's no intractable red-blue divide. Roy's said two overriding themes stand out. Quote, the first is how clear and cohesive the support is for the Evers budget, for the basic premise of funding K-12 education, funding higher education, funding childcare and transportation and local government and the sort of core public functions that we expect from any reasonable state government. Those are overwhelming, and I've heard that everywhere in the state. I've heard it from my own constituents, I've heard it from Republicans, and I heard it from red places and blue places. The things I support aren't radical. They're just normal, everyday things, but it was just so clear that the Evers budget was just a nominal budget of what ordinary Wisconsinites, everyday Wisconsinites, would expect from our state government. She added, and then the second piece is just how far away the Republicans in the Capitol are from the reality of everyday Wisconsinites. 20 or 30 years ago, she said, the recurrent theme was that Democrats were always in disarray, just a collection of interest groups. That script has switched, she said. Democrats have a very comprehensive view for how we want government to work, she said. Republicans, they don't have a coherent ideology anymore. They're sort of controlled by this ultra mega id that's just a vitriol machine. It's just like what the next group that we can put up on our angry online pot of steaming hatred and stir it up. Curtis, she was on a roll. Another one. What's the next group we're going to target? Will it be teachers who want to teach the good and bad of American history? Will it be transgender kids? Will it be abortion care? So there isn't really an ideology anymore that's attached to the Republican Party. She likened the state GOP approach to that of the far right in Congress, where extremists, health Republicans, refuse to raise the debt ceiling.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're going to tell you what we really think of you, Republicans, especially if you're sort of a MAGA-id Republican. Now, Kelda, she's calling a spade, but she's not doing so profanely. We might do that on the other side. Come back with us. It's an F Your Feelings Friday right here on the Devil's Advocates.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. Guilty on all counts, a jury in Idaho convicted Lori Vallow Daybell on 7 counts, including the 2019 murders of her 2 children, Tylee and JJ, and the ex-wife of her husband, Chad Daybell. Judge Stephen Boyce, after the verdicts were read,
the defendant will be remanded back to custody of the Ada County Sheriff at this time to be transferred to the Fremont County Sheriff for further proceedings in Fremont County for sentencing.
Vallow Daybell is facing life in prison in the so-called Doomsday Murder Plot. Chad Daybell is also facing a separate trial this summer. Since the pandemic health rule Title 42 expired, Homeland Security officials say there's no substantial surge at the U.S.-Mexico border. But they say they are ready with resources and new rules to help slow the flow of migrants entering the U.S. One of the two men who escaped from Philadelphia jail Sunday was captured last night in the city. Authorities say Nasir Grant was wearing a full female Muslim covering. This is ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republican efforts to remove obscene books from Wisconsin schools are moving forward. Two bills began circulating this week. One leaves schools and staff open to prosecution. The other bill bans districts from using library money to buy inappropriate materials. An historic overhaul of Wisconsin's shared revenue system is one step closer to passing the legislature. The Assembly's local government committee passed the bill yesterday. Democrats tried and failed to remove parts of the bill unrelated to state aid.
I'm a person who believes in local control, and I support local governments, and I want to give them the tools to do what they do best.
That's Representative Clinton Anderson. The bill goes to the full assembly next week, but Governor Evers says he'll veto it without big changes. In sports, the Brewers host Kansas City tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Damn near made it through the week, Dom. But we still got a show to do, so we're calling it the F Your Feelings Friday. Want to go back to the cap times and the quotations from State Senator Kelda Roy's Democrat. I got a couple of quotes, and we'll wrap this little piece up. I do think, again, I quote Kelda Roy, I do think we're seeing the last gasp of the Republican supermajority and the sort of stranglehold they've had on the legislature. And it's very scary for them, Roy said, referring to the court election, where a left-leaning majority could alter gerrymandered political maps. We also won't have to worry about the court further circumscribing voting rights for people because they're students or disabled or young or people of color, she said. Still, she said, change will come slowly. All this does is give Democrats the ability to compete. I'd start from that premise. Now, I just want a fair playing field.
Right.
It's not a slam dunk for us. We're not going to have a majority immediately or anything like what the Republicans have had for the last 12 years. An undemocratic lock on power is a minority party. But it is going to change the kind of people who get elected and how they get elected in the Republican Party, because it's not only going to be a contest amongst the super mega, the ultra, ultra mega, and the triple XL mega. They're going to need to actually be a diversity of thought, and that's good. It's good for all of us to hear from differing perspectives and be challenged from people, not just from the other side of the aisle, but from to have diversity from within the parties as well. As a state capitol reporter back in the 1980s, according to Paul Fanlon, I would had a term for that. The norm. It used to be the norm. All that changed in, 2011. Scott Walker came into office, swept into office over opposition to Obamacare, of all damn things, and broke the maps and basically broke the state, broke democracy. And we've been living with the ramifications ever since, which is effectively, we're not supposed to have friendships with our neighbors. Our neighbors care more about hating on us, Dom, than they do about, being Wisconsinites. And I blame Scott Walker, and I blame the GOP, and Dom, in fact...
Listen, I appreciate that, and certainly they are the drivers of it, but I also blame the lack of voters. I also blame the lack of engagement. I also blame crappy voter turnout. You know, those things matter as well, and I'm just as guilty
but
of
don't
that
you think
back in the day as anybody else, but come on, man.
But we back in the day, Dom...
We have 20% turning out in the Wisconsin Supreme Court primary, election, and we're all celebrating that. I mean, come on, man. We get what we deserve. We assumed, in my opinion, good governance is just going to be there. Yeah, they'll fight back and forth over their thing, but it's always going to happen. That's not the case. We got disengaged, and the crazies took over the asylum.
Well, first and foremost, it was a spring primary election. It was record turnout for that, and I was quite satisfied with the general elective outcome when we had a hell of a lot of people turn out relative to a spring election. So if we had a primary apathetic turnout, man, so what? It really matters the general.
Listen, you're missing the point. Those were historic turnouts. That was great, historically speaking. But it's still terrible as a percentage of the voting population engagement, man. I'm sorry. That's just the reality of it.
But do you understand
if people turned out like they did in the final election all the time, we would not have had to go through these last 15 years.
Only if they voted for Democrats, Tom. Only if they vote for Democrats. It is only in the last two or three elective cycles that apparently the worm has turned here in the state of Wisconsin. And you can blame it on voter apathy of the left. I don't. I don't think that that's an accurate thing. I think if you look at the conduct of all of these politicians, especially the FUGOP party, I think they've driven this wedge for political purpose between neighbors. I think they want people to stick their head in the sand and want to walk away from politics, Don, because it is so contentious. What was Scott Walker? He was divide and conquer. He was 50+1. That's not the way the state used to run. Now, whether or not
the benefit of people sticking their head in the sand for those that would use that kind of philosophy in politics to divide us, because they know, Crudy, when more people show up, it's worse off for the conservatives.
I don't
know
if you've
noticed. They've been saying it for 50 years.
Sure. I get all that, Dom. I think like 100,000 people showed up damn near every weekend during the political uprising here in the state of Wisconsin. And it was only through some reasonable independents, some people like you that said, well, I don't think we should recall the guy. I think he's got the right to his governance. No matter how bad we might find it to be, he's newly elected. This is his policies. Didn't run on him. Completely corrupted the campaign finance system. But of course, we didn't all know all of that, but I could see transparently. This guy was a charlatan and his governance was malfeasant. And I think it was a punch in the gut. When Scott Walker won the recall, despite all of the bad things he did, it was a punch in the gut for the electorate, because so many progressives, so many people of conscience, so many teachers, so many nice people. You know what? A lot of them moved the hell out of Wisconsin. They retired. They got out because of Act 10. State workers, not just the teachers, a lot of people did. And unfortunately, it doesn't help us fight the battle here in the state of Wisconsin. But as these kids, my son's generation, as they've turned of age, of voting age, what do we see this week, Dom? Earlier this week, you told me Madison had the highest youth turnout in the nation. 10-1, I believe it was, for Protasiewicz in the campus area. So, A, I think the kids are all right. B, I think people are certainly paying attention. But C, it is the attitude of these Republicans in some small part that made, once upon a time, dude, I was just like you. I barely voted in my 20s. In my 20s, I barely voted because didn't matter if the Democrat or the Republican won at the end of the day. Tommy Thompson was a Wisconsinite. He was a Badger first. I didn't like all of his policies, but I knew damn well that that guy wasn't in it to screw me. No, that was Scott Walker. And that was Robin Voss. And we are stuck with the FU GOP party ever since, Dom. But don't blame the lefty electorate, man. We fired up for Bernie Sanders in a spring primary, if I do recall, and we didn't get our preferred candidate. And Hillary didn't win the state of Wisconsin. Nor did she come here to campaign or any of the other things I would have done if I wanted to be the president of the freaking United States. But that's a different story for a different day. The GOP is the party of F you. It was once a political party. Now it's nihilistic, corrupt, and a fake populist scam. I found this one over at the Daily Beast, Dom. Opinion by David Rothkopf. See if you like his attitude. There is a belief that among indigenous people of the North that there are more than 30 words for snow. Well, I'm from New Jersey, writes the author, and I can tell you that America's great garden state, we don't need so many words. In fact, along our stretch of the I-95 corridor, there are probably 30 different ways we deploy just a single two-word phrase. F you. It can be a greeting, an expression of disbelief, surprise, awe, an expression of affection, a reaction to a particularly delicious meal, an expression of anger in its many different forms. You get the idea. All of which is to say, I, the writer, am an expert in the use of the term, much like you, Dom. Thank and you. Because I also am a denizen of Washington, D.C., I have come to understand how it has become central to the politics of our moment. The Republican Party has become the party of FU. FU is the motivation of its alienated voters. It's its legislative strategy. It is its views towards the laws of the Constitution of the United States. It is its reaction to morality and values. It is its foreign policy mantra with our allies. FU is even its message to the historians of the future. And sadly, Dom, we live in an age in which the political discourse in the United States results in every idea floated by Democrats, independents, and even the elusive, reasonable Republicans, in which every constructive thought floated about the direction of our country should take, or how we should behave, or why the law matters is met by a chorus of Republican leaders with their signature, F you. Again, the author writes, as a New Jerseyite, I worry that they will discredit the term so much that we will have to find another way to express ourselves. My concern is due to the fact that the MAGA-sized GOP has only gotten more outrageous, which is to say more committed to the politics of outrage, to obliterating norms of decency as the signature activities to which they devote themselves. They do it because their base is angry, Dom. They do it because it drives social media wild. Here's the most poignant part, I think, in this entire story, Dom. They do it because they have no good ideas and their leaders are profoundly immoral, disgusting people.
Crudy, the author from the Daily Beast, goes on to write, "We have seen multiple examples of the politics of FU this week. We've seen Donald Trump, the leader of the party, the high priest of FUism, the commander-in-chief of the F Your Feelings Army, in a videotaped deposition essentially saying FU to E. Jean Carroll's lawyer. We heard him say FU to anyone who may have thought sexual abuse was wrong, and then double down on his infamous pee-grabbing brag, arguing that stars like him have been fortunate to be able to grab the peas for the last million years or so. Then, when an undoubtedly disgusted jury found Trump liable for sexual assault and defamation in record time, he immediately said F you to the American system of justice and to his own hometown in a series of social media posts and soon maybe fodder for the next set of defamation suits against him. He followed that up with a televised Trump rally that was carried on CNN, in which he repeated some of his greatest FUs to America of the past 7 years. Seven, God, it seems like so much longer than that. Of the past 7 years. He doubled down on the big lie. He called Vladimir Putin a smart guy. He refused to condemn Putin as a war criminal. He equated Russia and Ukraine's role in the former invasion of the latter. He promised to pardon January 6th insurrectionists. He said he had a right to the classified government documents he stole. He said the GOP was right to threaten debt default, which he said might have no effect at all. He gloated about his role in making the Dobbs decision happen. He once again defamed E. Jean Carroll. It was a tour de force of what might be called the art of FU, complete with an audience of fawning mega zombies and a big old get effed to fat checkers in the form of his usual tsunami of lies. While some leaders in the GOP actually had the decency to condemn Trump's vileness at the conclusion of the Carroll trial, they were very much in the minority. Most GOP lawmakers offer their party's patented silent FU by refusing to say a bad word about their party's leader after jury's verdict that he was a sex abuser. Some went further. Some said FU to New York and the nine average Americans who did their duty on the jury, and in doing so offered an FU to the entire system of justice. Some members of the FU party were not content to merely demonstrate their contempt for our system of law or any modicum of respect for women. Some, like Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville, actually said things like the Carroll verdict, quote, makes me want to vote for him twice. Tommy Tuberville, man, what a POS.
He's a bit of a dull bulb, that one.
Oh, the FU party, Crudy.
It is. It absolutely is. It really is. I mean, every level of governance, that's really their response to anything. Joe Biden makes a proposal, their response, FU. Here in the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers puts forth the budget. Republicans say FU. Doesn't matter what the proposition is. I would say so often, in the case of Biden or Evers here in the state of Wisconsin, they represent the norm. They represent the decent. They represent those of us that want to be governed.
They want to engage in self-governance for the purpose of governance.
It's hard to govern people when their entire attitude is F you. What do you want for dinner? F you. What do you want to watch on TV? F you. I lived with that guy in college. His name is Dominic. It's a pain in the ass. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 50. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 67. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 49. High temperatures reach up to 60. Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 72. Ample sunshine expected Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Giving away some Brewers tickets for tonight. You got time. You got want some tickets. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. It's also Friday for the grievances. Curdy, I know you got some.
Here's a small one. And let me apologize to the fair Civic Media audience. We have had our engineers doing a Herculean task. They have converted 20 radio stations, 18 and counting, something like that, over to a brand new software system, many of which have occurred in the last 48 hours, often, apparently, while Dom and I are on the radio, which means you, our fair fans, have been eating some crap sandwiches the last couple days on some of the technical stuff. But we certainly appreciate your patience, and it has been a tremendous effort, and our team is doing their damnedest to get all of the bugs in line. But when you buy 18 radio stations and you try to glue them all together through the engineering, effectively what we've done is in the last 2 days, we've started from scratch with two different radio stations. All of the stuff that had been playing out for the last 2 years on WMDX started over. It's like first day of school.
All brand new. Yeah.
All brand new. And there's going to be some glitches, and it hurts my ears to hear them, and it hurts my belly to hear them, and it hurts my heart to hear them, and they'll dissipate. They'll get better and you won't even notice they're gone because they'll be gone, and you'll still love us. Hopefully in the meantime, thank you for your patience and your tolerance and indulgence, and don't crap on my team. They're working really hard to get it done. You should see some of the emails we're getting, man.
Well, we appreciate, you know, people letting us know
Must
what's
be
going on.
Republican fans, because they very F you and tone a few of them. 844. You know, we're friendly. Oh, yes. Speaking of F you, I got some Rojo. We do need to get there. You know, the party
okay.
of F you are now trying to lay out the case against Hunter Biden and, by extension, his father, Joe Biden. And this week was supposed to be the big week, right? They, yes. Oh, don't indict Hunter before we can make a public statement, show our evidence. That was Wednesday. That was the Comer guy. And Chuck Grassley and our buddy Ron Johnson, Rojo from the great state of Wisconsin, well, they were called, what, agents of Russian disinformation, but somehow they feel like they've been, quote-unquote, vindicated. And Ron Johnson's out there spouting it as only Rojo can. And we've got a little bit of sound, but listen close for the evidence, Dom. He's there on Maria Bartiromo on the Foxy Business to present the facts that are so damning to Joe Biden. Play it for the people, Ebone.
On the bank records, you're not going to see bribe to change this policy. You have to infer what's happening here. You have to take a look at the bulk of the evidence. You have to follow the money and realize, well, so what did this Biden family member do to earn that amount of money? I mean, that's what we did with Hunter Biden in Ukraine. I mean, what did he know about oil and gas to be on the board of Burisma and knock down about $4 million over the course of a number of years when his father was the point person in Ukraine, you know, that corrupt system. So again, you have to infer these things. You're not going to get
infer
necessarily
the corruption.
Hard proof, but there's such a huge body of evidence. We had it in September 2020. It was all ignored. It was all denigrated. It was all called Russian disinformation. It's the same playbook of the Democrats. It's the same playbook of the media that wants to prop up and cover up for the Bidens. So
where is the evidence?
You have to infer it, Curdy.
I know that the former president of the United States was indicted on 34 criminal charges because there is clear and substantial evidence that he committed crimes. But you're telling me you've got all the bank records, and your allegation is that Hunter Biden, over a number of years, by your own characterization, he made $4 million on Burisma, a job he was unqualified for. Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudis for an investment fund. The guy did nothing, but his only prior experience was being the son of a real estate magnate. He knows nothing about investments. He's never run a hedge fund, but the Saudis gave him $2 billion. You're worried about $4 million to Hunter Biden, and I've got to infer that makes Joe Biden corrupt? That's your evidence? Man, that's a hell of a nothing burger you're serving up on the Foxy News. Rojo. I infer the evidence. Yeah, let's see how that works in court.
If you say it multiple times, then it's obvious. It must be true.
844-967-2789. Let's get to the grievances. Angie from Monroe. How you doing, Angie?
Hey, Angie.
Hi. I just have a question for all the Republican men out there that are married. Would they let their wife on the bus with Trump?
I can't imagine they would.
Does he have Tic Tacs with him, Angie? Because probably not. Then.
but and how many Democratic married men would actually let their wives on a bus with Biden? Let's compare the difference here.
Well, yeah, that's a great point, Angie.
I don't know what made me think. Well, of this, but just thought of that.
Joe might sniff their hair, though. He's got a bad reputation as a hair sniffer.
Everyone's afraid of young kids, but they're not afraid of their wife with them. And even though the young kid thing is not true, of course, but I'm just saying, but anybody, all these guys with the, I mean, even those women that were hooting and hollering at the CNN thing, would any of them go on a bus with Trump?
Well,
just curious here.
Angie, some would gladly throw themselves at that hunk of a man, Donald Trump. You know, that body, that intellect, that hair.
Well, for, you know, a million years, you know, if you're a star, they let you do it. He not only said it on the bus, he said it in the deposition, and he said it again on CNN. How many times you got to say it before you believe the guy for what he is?
The confession he made effectively in a sworn deposition in a civil sexual battery rape trial? 844-967-2789. Dean from Eau Claire. Welcome, Dean.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Excellent.
Good.
I think Rojo shouldn't yell too loud because I believe he's making an awful lot of money for something he knows nothing about. You know,
well,
senator.
The senator's salary, I mean, it's pretty grand relative to working class people, like $184,000 a year. But let's not forget, this is a guy who's got three private jets in the family trust. He's got $12 million in private jet write-offs times three, dude. I don't think he's worried about the 184 grand a year. He spent $9 million getting the job of his own money, and how that's not a campaign finance violation, I've never understood.
He still doesn't know what he's doing, though, when it comes to...
Sadly, no matter what you pay the man, it's not worth it, Dean. Thanks for the call, man.
I think he knows what he's doing. I just think he's differently motivated than spreading the truth and nothing but the truth. God bless ivermectin. Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest joining us now. He is former U.S. Attorney James Santelli. He's a friend of ours, our legal eagle. And we'll try to give away some Brewer tickets, man. But it's tonight's game. If you want to go, call right now. Tell Ebone 844-96-PARTY.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.